Happy Easter. Isn't it great? Fantastic. I'll tell you, what a blessing. We had a great time in the cemetery. It really was. You know, one day, the dead in Christ shall rise. One day, Jesus said, when I return, the graves will literally open and the body will rise to meet with the Spirit. It'll be fantastic. I think it'd be a little unnerving, but I'll be already gone by that time, so that'll be happy for me right there. It is a blessing to see you all this morning. We've already had one incredibly wonderful service this morning, and I know insane people show up at 7 o'clock, and it was pitch black. Yes, it was one of those mornings. You know, I'm sitting there going, Lord, I hope they have some lights in this place. I couldn't even see anything. And all I had was a guy over there shining a flashlight doing this number. I thought I was on the railroad tracks. Didn't know I had that in Robinson, but it was great. So we had a joy. But it's a blessing to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's fantastic. A couple of passages of scripture for you this morning. We are doing communion this morning, which I hope that will be a blessing to you. I know it is a blessing to me because of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. But the focus of this morning, beyond the sacrifice, is the very fact that he was risen. He was risen from the dead. Well, I can't pass up on these right here. For the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, the Apostle Paul. I was just waiting for someone to say something about him. I still think the authorized version is okay. Okay. All right. And chapter, I'm sorry, that's an inside joke for all of you that don't know. That's all the debate now that they says Paul didn't write Hebrews. Well, okay. They'll get over it one day and they'll figure it out. They can ask him when you get there and then send me messages back, okay? Yeah, there you go. Okay. Chapter 13 and verse 20. Now God of peace that brought again the dead from the dead, the Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And it's going to be exactly that. The very blood that was shed for us on the cross at Calvary has given us new life, has given us new hope, but it was all came together in the resurrection. And the passage that I lifted up to this morning, and I'm going to do that again because it's such a great passage. It comes out of the Gospel of Mark in the 16th chapter. And it says, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James. Now, the Sabbath, meaning the Jewish Sabbath, okay, which they celebrate on a Saturday. That's their Jewish Sabbath. This is now the first day of the week, which is Sunday, which we celebrate. This is our Sabbath. This is what God has given us. This is part that was brought to us by the resurrection. They had brought sweet spices, and they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, from the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, well, who's going to roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And they looked, and they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in long white garment, and they were afraid. I can only imagine they would be afraid. The stone is gone. They walk in, and there's a young man. It's not Jesus. It's an angel. It's what God has placed there, dressed in glowing white, like angels seemingly. I think that's all the description I ever had of angels. And he said unto them, be not afraid, for ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He's risen. He's out of here. He's not here. Behold the place where they had laid him. Now, go your way. I want you to go to the disciples. I want you to tell everybody, because he's going before you into Galilee. And the Galilee was quite a ways away, 100 miles north. He says, as he told you. They'd forgotten that part. I hope we never, ever forget what Christ did for us. I hope we never forget what Easter is. I hope we never let the world tell us that it's not important. I hope that gathering on Easter Sunday will always be something that's important. Because it is. It is my ticket. It is my guarantee. It is everything that I've always looked for. And this was given unto these three women. And they took that right there. They were trembling, the Bible says right there. They ran quickly. I bet they ran quickly. They got right. But you ever notice something? There wasn't a man anywhere around. Talk about a bunch of wimps. Wouldn't show up. And then Mary Magdalene comes. And she's looking. She said, what have you done with the body? Where is he? And it only took one word. It was the mentioning of her name by Jesus. Has Jesus ever spoken your name? Think about it. When Jesus speaks your name, he knows your name. He knows everyone's name. And when he speaks your name, you find the very hope of that resurrection. You find everything that he was doing in your life. You say, well, it's been a while. Well, okay, it's been a while. But God hadn't forgotten. Men do. I forget all the time. But when he changed my life and spoke my name, I'll never forget that. It changed the day. It took us from Saturday that the Jews worshiped to Sunday, the first day of the week, a new day at the rising of the sun. All of these things were coming to pass right here. It was a new time for every one of us. It was the giving. And it's the same for us. It's something that has been given unto each one of us that know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. The Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings, meaning the very rays that we feel when the sun comes out, and you feel that, especially in Texas. You know, when the sun comes beating down. But this is the kind of ray that comes flowing forth from the Savior that's a healing ray. It's one that has been given unto us. I love his life. I love everything about what Jesus did. But the only way I know him as Lord is because he rose from the dead. That's the only way. That's the only way that I could understand. You see, Easter's not something that's just incidental, as so many people think it is. Well, it's like, oh, take it or leave it. Really? Paul says you just can't take it or leave it. My friends, Easter is the foundation. This is the climax of everything that Christ did in this world. I love it. I said to him, I love his incarnation. We love it. We love Christmas. Do we not sing all the Christmas songs? Do we not enjoy that? Do we not enjoy focusing upon a baby in a manger? We do. We do this all the time. But that's not the climax. It's just the beginning. You think about his sinless life. You think about everything that he did, yet without sin. Man, we could hardly walk anywhere without sin. I mean, it's so difficult to live this life without some, oh, that was a bad thought. Something happened here, but not with Jesus, because he's perfect. He was sinless, and that's why he's the Savior. That's why. Think of the miracles that he did. All the things. How many of you need a miracle? At times, most of us. Yeah, wouldn't that be wonderful to touch your back? But that's not beyond God's ability. That's not beyond what God did. This is what Jesus did over and over and over again. Why did we need to do all that stuff? Because it culminated in the resurrection. Because that was the final witness that God would have through Jesus unto this world right here. And Paul was right. If Christ be not risen, well, everything that we believe in is wrong. If he's not risen from dead, we're still in our sins. If Jesus is not risen, you have no hope. I have no hope. This is a waste of your time. It's a waste of everybody's time. But that little word if, wipe it out, because it's true. He did every bit of this. Our redemption is based upon the resurrection. This final witness that Jesus was going to lay out to the world is authenticated simply by this. Everything that he claimed came to pass in the resurrection. What a joy. What a blessing. You know, we're going to celebrate the very giving of his life. We have given to us in symbolism right here the blood that was shed for you for the remission of sins. We have his body which was broken for you. The very prophecy of Isaiah 53 was that thing. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. All the things that took place to Jesus was prophesied. It came our way. But then the great prophecy came away. He was wounded, but now he's risen. Totally healed, totally given. Everything that took place at death has been totally reversed because who he is. Is Jesus dead? Not hardly. He's very much alive. He's very much alive in our hearts, and we need to recognize that. We need to recognize that no matter what anybody else says about it, no matter how many other religions, how great they might be, how many great people they might represent, all of those things, it comes down to this. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. And we need to keep that in our forehead. You say, well, that's just very smug. Well, yeah, smug. But I didn't know what the Savior's supposed to do. Isn't that the focus of everything that we have? If I did not believe that, I could not believe anything. He is the way. I can't blend it. As much as everybody wants today, how smart everybody is, we're going to blend Islam along with Christianity. No, I'm sorry. Two different gods. Only one Savior. He's not just a great prophet. He's not just a great, he's all those things, but he is the Savior of the world. My friends, that is the foundation of Christian faith, the very foundation that we need. It was an act of God. It was the act that the Father had through the Son who became our Savior. There's no other foundation. You can't build on anything else because everything else is just wood, hay, and stubble. It's just sand. But this is a solid rock that Christ gave. So it's our guarantee. It's our guarantee of our justification, our salvation, okay? I know justification, that's a big word. But I'm just saying, our salvation. You got saved, this is your guarantee right here. You've asked Jesus to come into your life, this is your guarantee. Why? Because it's the sunrise of forgiveness. You say, well, I just don't know if God can do that. Yeah, he can. He can forgive everything, and he does. If Christ be not raised, you're still in your sins, is what the word says. I know that Paul never forgot the cross, never. And we should never forget it. But forget this part. It's not a crucifix. He's not hanging on that cross. Nope, not there. Not there. He's not on a cross. He is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. That's where Jesus is today. And this is a doctrine. You say, well, that's just what Baptists say. No, I'm a Methodist-Baptist-cockle. I say all those things because it's true. If it were not true, I would not tell you that. I would not say it to you. I would not guarantee you anything. But I know it's true because of the resurrection. That's my receipt. I love it when they stamp it, paid in full. And Christ stamped it with his own blood. It's all been paid in full. He's able to save to the uttermost to them that came to him. And that's all that he's asking from any one of us, that we would come to him and give our lives to him. Why? Because it's a ransom for all of us. He paid that price. And we're going to celebrate that price. The very body that he gave, the very blood that he shed on Calvary was for that very reason right there. So it's my guarantee. And what did it give me? It gave me power. Because there's my source right there. It's the sunrise of your future. Do you have a future? I have a future. I think we all have a future. You're going to be breathing here in the next 5 seconds, are you not? Please tell me you will be. I mean, if you're not going to be breathing, would you mind exiting the door right now? What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us? What is that? It is the presence of his Holy Spirit who secures my future and secures your future. It's his joy. It's everything that he gave his life for. And why did he do that? Not just for here. As wonderful as this life is, and we were made for this world, it was for eternity. We will rejoice around the throne of God. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come again and receive you. Understand that where I am, there will you be also. Won't that be great? We get to be where he is. And that's a joy. I love Thomas. How many of you guys are Thomases? I'm not talking about you, TJ. Or TJ. But you know, remember Thomases. Thomases always said, well, we don't know where you're going. We don't know the way. But remember when Jesus made the statement about that? And he did it as loving as he possibly could. But he goes, good Lord, Thomas, I've been with you for how? Oh, he said, oh, I am the Lord, aren't I? Okay. I've been with you for 3 years. He said, I am the way. I'm the only truth that you need. And you come to me, I am your life. I'm everything that you need right there. So study the scriptures, read through them, follow after them, do all of these things. Study your history. I know some of you guys are history buffs, which is it's fantastic. We're all going to find the very same thing. As the years pass, as we move away almost 2,000 years from this time, the power will always lie in the very fact he was risen. That's what we have been given. What did he tell me to do? As he told the disciples, what am I telling you to do? Tarry in the upper room. Figuratively, today. Tarry until you've been endued with power from on high. Tarry until the Holy Spirit has set down upon you to make the life of Christ real. Because without that, we have nothing to offer. And I think you have a lot to offer. I'm looking out here. You guys have a lot to offer. And a lot of people need what you have. You just need to share it. The last is this. Christ gave me a pledge. What did he pledge to me? Well, one is faithfulness. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. One is, in that pledge, it's, I'm always going to be there. And you'll be there until the day of Jesus Christ, until I come again to get you right there. But that would have never happened unless he came out of that grave. It would have never happened unless we rejoice in the very fact, not a theory, as so many theories are floating today, but in the very fact that he has risen from the dead. Do you have that today? That's what Christ is offering to all of us. He said, well, it's been a long time. He hadn't changed. Well, I don't know. I haven't been very active. I don't care. Christ hasn't changed. He's still your God. He's still your Savior. All he's wanting from each one of us to say, I'm trusting you. As we saw this morning, standing there in that cemetery, I kept trying to get people to come closer to me. They're all scared. But I kept telling them, I said, where you're standing, you're closer to the tombstones, people. So you in the back are going first. It was a rush. I mean, I almost got run over. Millions have gone to the grave. Only one has come back. But that one that came back is my Savior. And he's the one we celebrate today. He has the keys of death, hell, and the grave. There's nothing to be afraid of. Not one thing. There's nothing to be worried about. No, I know. I know where I'm going, and I've told you this many times. I don't want to take the next boat ride. If anybody's getting a group up to go on a tour, I'm not in the group. And no, I will not lead it. Larry will lead it. Well, he's a good leader. We trust the very thing that Christ has done. And not for this life only, but for all eternity. I've got eternity written across my forehead. I have the belief that what he is going to do. And because of that, we are most joyous. Are you not? Are you not thrilled about what he's done? I am. I am absolutely thrilled about what he's done. And we are happy. We are happy today, as the song said, because the sun shined bright. Everything is, all the clouds have been rolled away because of who Jesus is. And this morning, I invite you to partake of the Lord's Supper. Our communion time will be this way, and I'll have Richard will be guiding people down these aisles right here. Then we'll go out the outside. And if you get lost and you go a different way, okay, big deal. But I say to you that we just need to come to him, because this is my body which was broken for you. This is my blood which I shed for you for the remission of sins. I mean, it is what God has given us. It's not changed. You say, well, we didn't do it that way. Well, you're here today. You're going to do something different then. But the blood is still the same. That's right. It was given for us thousands of years ago. It's who he did. It's what he's done for us. That's the symbolic part about his body, which was broken for you. It was broken for me. Why? Because God said, this is what I require. This is what I need for you to do. And that's exactly what he did. He gave himself a ransom for many. And not just for the people sitting in this church. Not just for Baptists. Not just for Methodists. Catholics, Presbyterians. My buddies down the road at the Church of Christ. All of them is who Jesus died for. And one day, we'll all be together. Now, I know that might scare you a little bit, but we're all going to be there in the same place. And you don't have to whisper thinking you'll scare somebody. We will go rejoicing because we will all be around the Lamb. And there'll be a time for everybody. It won't be just for certain people. It's going to be for all of those that have put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have that hope today? If that hope is yours, whether you say, well, I'm not perfect. Well, neither am I. Steve is, yeah. Well, Brenda Lois said you were. I don't know why. All I can say to you is this. His love is perfect. He overlooks us, but he's perfect. And the Father will look upon us one day. Don't you know what he's going to say? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Not because of what I did or what you did, but because of what he did. Isn't that great? That's fantastic to me. And one day, that will be my hope. That'll be your hope. We will stand before the King of Kings. Woo! And we will have been given everlasting life. Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't help myself. The very thought of his presence, the very thought of the sacrifice that he made, the very thought that death could not hold him, the very thought that he's risen today is more than I can take. And he did it for each one of us. If it had only been one of you, just one, he'd have done that. Do you know him today? Do you understand the power of his resurrection? Even if you can't explain it, believe it in your heart. That's what faith is about. And that's what he has given to all of us. Maybe not perfect faith. Maybe we're like a Thomas. But we have a perfect Savior who's done everything for us. Isn't that true? I know it's true. Let's pray together.